Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 19 minutes to 9 and you're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Frankston Southside Festival is drawing crowds down the coast for the ultimate celebration of fun and creativity kicking off today.
And joining us this morning is the busiest queen of them all, hosting almost too many events to count across the festival, from chilled Sunday sessions to a full glam stage show extravaganza. Brenda Bress, welcome back to Joy Brekkie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. What a lovely introduction.
You're hosting so many events yourself. There's something for everyone's taste. What are you most looking forward to of the events that you're hosting?
Oh, you know, there is so many different things that we're doing. I think the thing I'm looking forward to the most, me and my dear drag daughter, Fanny Adams, we are putting on a show called Brenda and Fanny Do the Divas. And it's a full 90-minute production show where we are sort of pretending that the audience is getting a view into a old Hollywood kind of television special where, you know, it's like, oh, who's at the door? Oh, look, it's Liza Minnelli. And we're just letting the audience take a view into a live TV special, and it's going to be absolutely fabulous.
So I just want to throw out there, obviously Liza's going to be one of those divas. Is Celine going to be one of those divas? Celine Dion? Or are we going Hollywood?
So we're going old Hollywood. We're doing Liza Minnelli. We're doing Judy Garland. We're also doing, you know, Barbara Streisand, to that kind of vibe. What, Tina Turner, Cher.
I can't wait to see Brenda Breast does Mariah Carey. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I've been practicing my whistle turns for you, so don't worry.
Now, look, you can't host every single event that's a part of this amazing festival. There's over 40 events taking place, but you are doing plenty. What are some of the other highlights that you've seen that grab your fancy?
Yeah, well, look, the festival is opening tonight, and I'm going along to a show called Briefs, Dirty Laundry, which is happening tonight, which is like a drag sort of cabaret slash boylesque kind of
Briefs
kind
Collective of night, are pretty amazing.
Absolutely fabulous.
A whole lot of fun.
I am very excited for tonight. So yeah, that looks absolutely incredible. There's heaps of, there's art exhibitions, there's, you know, poetry, live music. There's another exhibition which is being put up in the Frankston Arts Centre called Fast Fashion, which is really cool, all about, you know, changing people's perspective on fashion. And they actually take a whole bunch of, you know, discarded clothing, and it's free for the public to participate in. And you go and create different looks from all this discarded clothing. So it's all about, you know, changing people's perspectives on reusing clothing, because fast fashion is such a huge thing. Yeah.
So good.
It's amazing.
Now, there's two big days of significance happening during the Frankston Southside Festival. There's Mother's Day this Sunday and Ida Hobbit on Friday of next week. What special things are planned for these days?
Well, this Sunday we have, it's called a little event called Mothers Go Wild High Tea, which is going to be quite fun. So it's a lovely high tea, and I'm going to be popping in to, you know, serenade the ladies with a few little songs. So that's going to be lots of fun. And then next Friday, I'm hosting a fabulous gala event in the studio, which is next door to the Frankston Arts Centre, called Cube 37. And we're doing we're calling it Brenda's Southside Gala, and it's a showcase night of a few different performers that I've got booked. We've got the likes of Teddy Clitter, we have Florian Wild, Valencia, and Fanny Adams, as well as along with myself. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Now, one of the things I love, trying to pick what you want to be a part of when it's a festival like this is really hard. And one of the things I love on the Frankston Southside festival website, there's a quiz you can go to where you can put, you know, things that you like about you. Like I put that I'm a bit of a night owl. I'd happily wear a cowboy hat. What kind of a performance? You've got the cowboy hat as well. So it told me that it tells you what shows might fit for you. And it told me I'm a night owl, the last one to leave the party, which is very correct. And the options it's given to me was going to the Neon Fields or the Mothers Go Wild High Tea, Dirty Laundry or Heavy Haven. What did you get, Ray?
Oh, I got the Flamingo, which is hilarious because
Flamingo.
I do love flamingos. They are fabulous. And I definitely got your event, Miss Brenda Breast, up there
as well. The Divas one,
I think. The Divas, yes. And look, I've already forgotten the rest. I didn't actually write them down yet.
But there is one event that really tickled my fancy. I wonder if you know anything about it, Brenda. It's a human library. Do you know what that's about?
Oh, no, I'm not too sure about that one.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to jump online and find out a little bit more. I think it looks like a combination of people telling their stories, so it's not just like about a book, but actually sharing stories in a beautiful way, which I think is very cool. And I think what I love the most is that... Sorry, you were going to say, Brenda?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, I just love that seeing this elevation of creativity and culture in Frankston. You know, you're no stranger to performing all around there, let's be honest. Yeah, there's always a lot going on. What would you say to people who don't know about the area? Like, I live in the north side near the city. Rach lives west side.
Yeah.
And this is a whole different space and place with so much happening. What would you say to people who go, I don't know, Frankston, why would I go to check it out?
Yeah, well, look, it is, as you said, I'm no stranger to performing and doing lots of stuff all around the place. So I grew up sort of not in Frankston, but not far from it. And, it's people sort of have their assumptions about Frankston, but it is actually such a huge cultural hub. And the Frankston Arts Centre, which is the hub of the festival, is so amazing, and it's a state-of-the-art facility. But there is just so much, there's so many rich and diverse people down here on the peninsula, and this festival just showcases everyone in such a fabulous way, and there's just so much on. So I would definitely encourage you to come on down, take a day trip, and see what the fabulous Southside Festival has to offer, because it's going to be great.
Or a night trip.
Yeah.
There's so much happening.
Stay for the night. Come for the day, stay for the night. One of the best things that I was thrilled about is how many LGBTQIA+ inclusive events there are as well. So watch out, Northside. Frankston's coming for you.
Oh, look, the more queerness everywhere, the better, I say. Out loud and proud. Well, why don't you satisfy your creative cravings at Frankston Southside Festival? It's kicking off today all the way until the 19th of May. Brenda, thanks for joining us today. You add your own little sparkle across the festival, which we love to see in so many different ways.
You can explore the full program at southsidefestival.com.au. Thank you so much, Brenda. Can't wait to see maybe some of the events that you're hosting, because goodness me, that would be a lot of driving.
Yes. No, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You enjoyed breakfast. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.